Heavy.
At Quaba Power Frequency Tribe.
What's good, Chale.
We are back.
Yeah, we back like we never left.
Power Frequency.
Yeah.
Power Frequency. So. Chale. We got Afro Chale, Kwame the Supreme, a.k.a. Cubano,
sugar for
ordinary, a cubanito,
suya trapper,
yeah, I got you,
ST,
yeah, I got you on the suya. I'm gonna sprinkle that shit on you,
suya B,
you know,
sure. Yo, I like that
one, suya B,
and then we have the one and only
your host, Miss Patty.
Pushing P. One of a kind.
So kind.
And shout out to Abdul.
Nice,
what are you doing, my G? What's good?
One day, you mention it, just put your face for the camera. Bro.
You should, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not actually joking. You should just do that right now.
Just, you know, put your head and be like, hey.
From the corner, you know.
Get it out. Nice.
But yeah,
nice.
Guys, it's awesome to see you again, as usual, on our weekly thing.
Yeah.
Tribe.
Yeah.
And also, Akwaba to you. Like, if you've just joined, if you haven't watched other videos yet, do so.
Yeah.
Comment.
Yeah. Hope your week has been amazing.
Comment. Tell us how you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, how's your week been?
Chale. Afro Chale.
Me, I just had this week was in person school, so I was just there a bit on campus, then like a bit of like I play ball once, that was nice. And then so just a lot of like town like,
outside. What are some of the places you've been
This weekend I garage, my friend's called Madina, Precious, shout out.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other place? Like, Epo.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You got some food.
Obviously.
You got some food.
The way he
Apple
says, obviously.
There was this reggae sound system. I forget where. I don't actually know the place. Oh, I've never been there before.
You're
but
just hopping,
else,
Just, you know.
Life.
Firefly. What's the other one? Shisha Lounge.
Yeah. Bro, you were everywhere, bro.
Shisha Lounge.
You probably went Republic as well, didn't you?
Actually, did not go to Republic this week.
Alibaba, no.
No, not Alibaba.
Yo, all these places are getting shout out. Sponsor us. Get in touch.
Yeah.
So you were outside.
Yeah.
Purple Pop.
Oh.
Just throw that in there.
There's no place like Purple Pop, bro.
Literally.
It doesn't get better than the Purple Pop.
Are they still getting wings?
Always. I was just about to give shout out to the Purple Pop wings. All my OGs out
true,
you know about the wings,
It's about the yam chips, guys.
You know?
The yam chips.
Good week.
So you've been studying, you've been chilling, playing ball.
Sounds like life still.
Vibes upon vibes. Hey, Kwame, what about you?
My week has been it's been good. Like, I started tennis. I said I was going to start.
Man
did
just
that.
Said he wanted to start sports and he's already done it.
So I got my man Charles to join.
Shout out to Charles.
Shout out to Charles. And then like we go Tuesdays, Thursdays. It's amazing. After work. We are trainers. Our trainer is just showing us how to, like, you know.
Yo, talk about like growth mindset. He literally said a week ago he wanted to do a sports. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
And it's already like started Tuesday, Thursday. Man's got a routine.
He said he had all this stuff, so
I was expecting.
So respect, bro. Respect.
I was expecting.
Thank you.
So I mean, I'll come and play one time.
Charlie. Let's do
tennis
more.
Tennis is incredibly hard.
Let's do more sports. More sports.
You need to have your core strength has to be 100,
bro,
and then your cardio has to be
the
top.
Cardio,
and even for like basketball players sometimes use it because it improves your lateral movement.
Because it's like you have to
it's like a defense, isn't it?
It helps.
That's amazing.
That's dope. Well done.
So I did that, and a little bit of networking too.
You gotta know the right people.
Your network is your net worth.
Actually, so
I see you put up a post for .dwg.
You're looking
for
true.
Tell us about it.
So like we're looking for 3D modelers, and we're looking for drafters too, and then even renderers.
Expanding.
This remote, so, right?
Like remote, all remote.
Yeah,
you know,
anywhere in the world that you are.
Anywhere in the world, like you just send a email address. We'll leave it in the YouTube.
Yeah, you know.
How would you like? What kind of person would you be looking for?
So anybody who's like willing to grow. That's me. For me, that's it, because it's like. I develop my talent every time. It's a skill, and so you don't have to be perfect.
And how much experience in architecture would someone need? Like,
So it's like anybody who, maybe some people are there, they haven't even gone to like architecture school, but then like they learned the 3D modeling and drafting. Yeah, anybody like that.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
And they would get in touch via.
Yeah, the email, dwgstudio@gmail.com. Okay, yeah, but then we'll leave it in the comments. And
Instagram is what again?
@DWGstudio.
And so go follow that, and you can always just DM and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
and I did like last night, even one amazing thing was like, because of the networking, like a friend told me about visibility, and I even called Kubano. I was telling him about that SEO, search engine optimization, and all that. Charles even told me. And so, like, last night I bought DWGstudio.com
domain. Hey,
that's huge.
So it's like, you know, we're trying to slide in the money.
You know, bumble clock.
Congrats.
Shout out to Joseph too. Yeah, he came down and then he helped me do that. Yeah, website. Nice.
Go Tribe.
Yeah.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yeah, good week. How about you?
Awesome. What about you, Kubano?
My week has been quite eventful.
Nice.
Work going good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a meeting with the guys from Back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're organizing myself and the guys from Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Olubode, Kweku, all the guys at Jemai and Saudi.
Yeah.
We're doing like this 2-week festival, okay. Right? Which is in the like at the beginning of August. So first 2 weeks in August.
Okay.
We have a lot of people coming from the diaspora. We're trying to like give them an experience of Ghanaian, true Ghanaian culture. So we're going to Adan, Volta. We're going, like, I'll give you guys the rundown later. But it's still in the, you know, in the process. We had a meeting with them. We're looking to do the party, the closing party at Frontback, which is themed back to Eden.
Back to the beginning.
Yeah, back to the beginning, like Asasiya vibes, you know. So they're giving like performing arts. We're gonna have like a whole like ambience of African culture, Ghanaian culture, and everyone is welcome.
That's awesome.
That sounds so dope. So that was this weekend I haven't been out. I've been, you know, keeping my energy to myself. I've been inside.
Having
keeping
some
my energy
mental
to myself.
Health time.
Yeah, you know, working. I was looking. I haven't seen a movie in a bit, so I took some time. You know,
to go see. I had Toys Out.
Yes, oh, shit. Fire. Cinema to watch.
It came out this weekend.
You know.
Also,
like, bro, I'm super proud of you that you know you're in the tennis thing. You know, I started with cycling. Hasn't been easy, but it's going good.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, like, you guys know music. It's my thing. Brenna Boy's album is fire.
I was about to
Love Damini, fire album. I'll say my favorite is you know, the song with Popcorn, Unruly.
Okay.
And then, I was listening to that just before coming.
Yeah, it's fire, it's fire. Yeah, shout out to him on that.
Yeah.
And a lot of shit has been happening. I don't know if you guys heard that, but what happened to the former Japanese Prime Minister?
He got
assassinated. He got shot.
Yeah.
And like Japan is one of the countries with the least like gun violence and so
nice, peaceful.
That's very sad. We just have to be safe out there.
Why did he assassinate him?
I don't know. It could be personal. Charlie. Nobody knows. Like they're still looking into
somebody,
it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And they come ten more time to fool all or something.
Yeah.
You know.
So,
but. Back,
yeah, so I guess,
all in all, how about you?
I've had like a combination of a bit of everything, like, uh-huh. definitely like a lot of like work because,
mm-hmm.
well, I say work, you know, when it's your passion, but Love Languages Cafe, like,
mm-hmm.
I want to take it to the next level. Does that make sense? So it's about expanding now as well,
Kano back.
Come again, Sikano Oba, is that what it means?
He says Sikano Oba. He says there's more money coming. let's go, you have to affirm it.
That's of how course, it works,
yeah. Positive affirmations, yeah. Always, yeah.
Like generally this book I'm reading, the secret about money, wealth, happiness, yeah, love, whatever it is, friendship, it literally is about what you visualize will happen. Yeah, so yeah, if you focus on the bad, bad will happen.
Yeah, and even like another, sorry for cutting, no, but then like another important thing is like you should be ready to receive it.
Exactly. Because
ask a question like, what would you do with $100,000 right now?
Hmm.
If you don't know what you would do with that, then you are not ready to receive. You don't make ready.
Yeah.
True. Understand? True.
Yeah, so
that's true. Because yeah, what would you spend
open
on
the flag, like open the gates. Yeah.
Literally. So yeah, and then after the event, I've been getting so much love that I'm even like a bit overwhelmed with social media. So I'm like,
yeah,
I need someone to handle that. Like, you know, when you literally like, I need to properly expand now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where my mind's been at. But yeah, I've been outside a little bit, you know, hey, enjoying hey, a little bit.
Love outside.
Yeah.
Went to Afrikiko. Yeah, you know, they nice, like yeah, on Wednesday when they have like their salsa night.
The salsa.
Like, yeah, I just feel like it's such a vibe. It's
definitely a
like,
vibe.
Whether you want to join in
yeah,
or just watch or eat, like, I really like that African restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally have like the nicest selection. Order like on Wednesday, like, they were like, oh, we ran out of everything. We just have jollof and yam chips. You know, when you're like,
yeah,
yo, that's all I need. Yeah. Bring me with extra shiitake toppings and salad. But yeah, so that was cool. Like, people like from all over the world like meet there, isn't mm-hmm, it? So
yeah,
that's
it
calm. And yeah, and otherwise, just doing loads of mental health stuff as well, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Meditation, working out, writing, reading.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doing like
nice outfit, sleeping, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Representing the culture.
I actually yeah, got this made. Like,
hey,
yeah, my old seamstress was very good at like putting oh, okay, to.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
No, do you know what? Like, she's moved countries.
Oh.
So I'm looking for a new seamstress. So yeah, that's you, get in touch.
Yeah.
Eight one of a
and
kind.
Please, and please be reliable. Yeah, because the Ghana seamstress and dressmakers.
Hey, like these, I got this really cool bed done, right, by this guy, friend of a
yeah,
friend, and it's out of pallets.
Yeah.
Because I want everything Ghana made in my
yeah,
apartment. And man's like delivered the bed and he was like, I'll be back within a week to gloss it. And I wanted like a net around it and stuff. And he's like, I'll be back within a week. Yo, it's nearly been like a month and a half. And man's
like,
just not replying anymore. And I've
yeah,
paid towards my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And he's just gone AWOL. And you know when you're like, Charlie.
Yeah.
I know you're from Medina. I will find you, Cledwin.
I will find
I'll
you.
Find you.
Anyway, I'm joking, obviously. Now,
yeah,
like, all banters, isn't it? All jokes.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a cool week. I've met some really cool people. Like you said, networking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think wherever you are in the world, people have to realize that we achieve more when we work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, by being jealous or revengeful or hateful towards someone, like, that will just make you, like, so negative and it just brings negativity. Like,
yeah,
if you help someone,
yeah,
like, life looks after you and it comes
yeah,
back to you multifold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, my boy, Modulo de Garboy, you should check him out on Instagram. He's on all platforms,
yeah,
Audio Mac, Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought out the song 450 and it's, like, it's literally a banger. It's a hitter, isn't it? So he was invited by YFM to go in for an interview, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, because you're my content creator and my, like, road manager, like, I want you to come. So I'm like, cool. And he literally, like, Daniel, his producer, came, Official 80s Baby, that also is a producer. And then it's actually Johnny Stone's show, but he's currently
oh,
away. So it was actually Jenny who like ran the show,
okay,
I think. Sorry if I get the name wrong, we'll correct it. But yes, it was a really cool vibe. Like
yeah,
the atmosphere was like proper good. So yeah, that was really cool this week. So lots of networking, meeting new people, and then that's how you realize that your tribe. When your tribe grows, your net worth grows,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that was my week.
Nice.
Busy one, but yeah, here we are again.
Yeah.
And I feel like today's topic is like, I feel like it's something that's been talked about. It's not like we're going to talk about something new, but
yeah,
it's just about our perspectives.
Yeah.
So like
yeah,
nobody can say, oh, that's right or that's wrong. Well, that's just how we feel, isn't it? Like
yeah,
we're not telling anyone that they should think like us. It will just be like, that's our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So on that note, the topic today is...
boom, boom, boom.
It's economy, inflation, and corruption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know. Deep topics, man.
Yeah.
Deep topics.
Deep.
Because everything deep, they fuck deep, off deep. Right now.
Yeah. Everywhere in the world.
Everything, everywhere. Yeah. But
everywhere in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, but the inflation in Ghana is crazy, man.
Literally.
Yeah, man, he's a, yeah.
You're dealing with some different vibes.
Yeah, he's a G man, you know, like he's just chilling. He's not like trying to take any responsibilities, you know, flipping on the jet, on the private jets and shit.
Hopped off a jet.
You know, yeah, literally, man has a pinky, you know, he has a pinky ring, like the G. So it's sad, you know, it's sad that the average citizen or the average Ghanaian has to go through this and then they don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
I feel like things are being overpriced. People are taking advantage of.
That's
I feel like people are taking an advantage of the situation.
Everybody's just pricing high just because.
Because people don't know, but like a lot of things cost the same amount abroad as here.
Yeah.
But people don't earn anywhere like near.
Yeah.
So for example, data costs the average person the same amount.
No.
When you get your beauty done, like nails, waxing, same, petrol, like a lot of things are literally like housing is near the same, near like you do have like a higher standard.
No, but still, yeah, in Ghana is
and
crazy.
Yeah, so but it's like people over there earn like so much, whereas I don't even think people know that. I think the minimum wage is like 450 CDs, right?
No, it's lower than that.
Lower. Because yeah, that's already...
I know people who take like 250 CDs monthly.
Because guys, 450, I looked it up, was like £50. And in dollars, I'd be like $60. Imagine someone gets paid that much a month, but they pay the same amount for petrol, same amount for data, like...
Yeah, but the average African, I think, lives on like less than a dollar a day.
I hear you.
Yeah. Let me check it. But yeah...
But like, whereas abroad, like people like might be spending, but they also earn more.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and here as well, like things always take a long time. So someone, like, honestly, when a job gets done, obviously like, it gets done well, but it gets done slowly, and delayed.
Yeah.
So people don't do as much, and also with the heat, people don't do as much in a day. Mm-hmm. So a job might take longer, but you get paid so much less.
Yeah.
But then your expansion, like you, like is actually kind of high when you have to like drive, and petrol is getting higher, isn't it?
Petrol is through the roof.
Like
it's about to be 12 cities. Sweet.
But that's what I mean. That's like higher, like than abroad.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's probably the same.
No, it's the for petrol. I think it's the same. It's
I've
like
looked it up. It's like it's so close to.
It's
same.
Like it's everywhere. It's like they keep getting increase. Yeah.
No, but if you compare, because I saw this post on Instagram where they had this movement. So it's like a demonstration. Like there was supposed to be a peaceful demonstration, like on the streets of Accra, and then there's this guy showing like with gallons the prices of the same amount, like the same volume of fuel
parts.
In different parts of Africa.
Oh, okay.
You know, and Ghana was outrageously high.
Wow.
Yes, it was like, I think it was, if I'm right, like 61 CDs for a gallon compared to like half of that in Côte d'Ivoire.
How come?
And in places like Benin and Togo, like these places were way cheaper than
but
in
the
Ghana.
Thing too about
so
the,
people, like that's what people don't understand.
But the
like
thing about
even for example, living in Tanzania is so much cheaper than in Ghana.
Yeah.
Like Ghana prices are actually super high.
But yeah, the thing about fuel too is, you know, sometimes it's refined differently. Do you get it? By like the stations, like the so maybe.
And we use like way more than them. That's that I know. Like comparing Ghana to like Benin. Like,
so don't you think if we use more than them, it should the price should be cheaper because consumption here is more. So,
well, what I know about Benin, I know that I've heard that like most of their oil, it just comes like through Nigeria, like direct, like on a non like a official vibe. They don't really do the whole.
What about Togo? What about Côte d'Ivoire?
I'm not sure about Côte d'Ivoire is probably like normal, you know, like you know big corporations and stuff,
but
like but
their prices are cheaper.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That the thing about the fuel is, the way they are refining it now is different. So some countries are refining, adding other product, or I don't know the process, the way they do it. But then some countries are doing other things that are making it cheaper,
like, how is that?
Than
well,
other
yeah.
people.
Those guys, see? Those guys is a trap for them, you know, like Benin, they do, like, people sell, I don't know how to explain it, but like they don't, it's all their stations are like the normal ones, like the, yeah, they don't have totals and stuff
yeah,
like
they
that.
Don't have,
no,
they
yeah,
don't,
no,
they don't have big corporations like Shell,
yeah,
like Total,
yeah, they just have the niggas selling it on the side of the road, the side, like the normal one.
But that's better trappers. For the economy, right? If it just goes back, like if Ghana relied more on itself than things abroad, then it would just be going. And also, like, I know this is an obvious topic, but like the dollar is used way too much, and it's actually against the law. Like, for example, when you rent, like the law literally has like changed where you're not allowed to use dollars, but
where?
Everyone uses dollars.
You don't use which law?
Like someone told me, like who works in like the estate agencies and stuff, that there is a law actually that you should be paying in CDs, but no one sticks to it.
Well, like for rent?
Yeah. Okay. And there's so much that works in dollars. That's even against the law, but it's Ghana, so with money you can do anything, right? So you can break that law and you continue to pay in dollars, and also for a big amount of time. So it's like, how are you going to make that accessible to people? So people, like, if you want to like live cheaply, then it's also not like, do you know what I mean? It's not as fair because it's not as nice.
Yeah.
So like the really nice things are only accessible to the people who earn good money. So it's like such a contrast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Between extreme like poverty and people that live well, and then there's like, you know, the two levels in between.
Yeah, but so I mean, like, back to like the inflation. How is it that? How is it that?
How do you,
like,
define inflation?
Yeah, like, yeah, let's put a
you
definition to it. That, but
I actually obviously looked this up, innit?
Let's do this.
Because Nerdy Me and all of that.
Yeah.
So when you Google it, inflation economics means a general increase in prices and fall in the purchase value of money. And that was like, I can double check in my history, but that was like a dictionary.
Inflation is like the fall of the purchasing power of.
That was from Oxford Languages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way.
Of like your currency.
Yeah, and I feel like the things that affect inflation are like the wage, which is a very important thing. So if you take, you're talking about that, the minimum wage, right? You look at the minimum wage, and let's look at an institution, like a place like real estate, right? So someone is receiving, let's even say 1,000 CDs, mm-hmm. right? And then this person works in Accra, has to find a place to rent in Accra. And the thing is, we have a culture where people have to pay 1 year advance,
or two,
like minimum 2 year advance.
No, they've actually stopped that. Thank God.
It's not practical.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, like,
because I've been looking, remember, and I've only just started renting, so and like it's literally been 2 years. Some of them won. Yeah,
but,
like, wait,
and
what?
So imagine, so someone is receiving this like 1,000 CDs a month.
Yeah. No, I'm coming in. Sorry, but what?
No, I was saying like let's say about 3 years ago, it was like you wouldn't be able to get one. So they had to like enforce that, like, these guys should stop too, because it was like nobody would even give it to
but
you
I
for
promise
one.
You
yeah, they
you
have done that.
Now.
They have done that, but then it's like they are not listening.
They haven't stopped. So
yeah,
what I'm saying is, it doesn't make sense for you to put a price tag for rent. If you say the place costs even 500 CDs a month, right, and then you're saying 2 years advance, bro, how much, where are you going to get that money from to pay for that empty, and it's an empty space? This is not even
actually,
like,
actually doesn't make
even,
sense
it's not
all.
Even a place with like, which is furnished and has like you know, like a kitchen, it's just an empty space, and then you're paying like thousands of dollars from empty space for 2 years. You don't even know what is going to happen in the next year. You don't know if you're going to change your plans. You don't know if you want
literally.
To move, if you want, and you're stuck.
It's mad,
and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
no way.
I feel like
we should
start
it's
having like
monthly.
In South Africa.
Yeah, I feel like
yeah.
we should start
monthly.
Having like security deposits. Like, you pay a security deposit of so and so and so.
Yeah,
but
then
example,
pay like maybe tops 3 months.
Yes. So abroad, like for example,
no,
in London,
pay,
yeah.
Or
yeah,
you
in
can
London,
pay
or even monthly. No,
in South Africa,
that's
like
tops.
In SA, bro, like top notch, you know, residences, like gated communities, bro, and they are paying monthly. They don't press anyone's neck. because you don't know how my plans are. You don't know how, you know, and then if you want to, and if you want that, I'm in agreement with. But if you want to pay 6 months or whatever, that's onto you. But they shouldn't force you to pay.
True.
It makes no fucking sense.
At all.
And then, look, Michael Blackson was saying this. Look at our economy and look at how much apartments are going for. A two-bedroom apartment in Osu, or one of these like apartment buildings, is going for like $300,000 or more. You guys are into, you know, like true or false. Yeah. And that's our outrageous.
And let me bust your brain even on that thing. What's like... the quality of the apartments as compared to other countries,
our shit has low, we use like low quality shit, you know.
They don't do it well, they don't manage well, the crafting is not the best. Do you get it?
Yeah, inferior goods, bro.
And then at the end of the day, they will charge. And even sometimes what is even troubling is the structural integrity of these buildings are not even sound.
And you know what it is?
Because there's nothing that checks, like, you know, this building process. Like, if there were some, I mean, we have permits in place, but then they don't check it from time to time, even in the whole construction phase. Yeah. So imagine, like, let's say they say that if you do your, you cast a slab, or you do the floor, the concrete on the top.
Yeah.
When you cast the slab, they should check a permit saying you've completed it this world. You check the structural integrity and then they allow you to go. Do you get it? Some things like this would, I mean, put people in check and let them do the right things, because sometimes
the assembly people are even supposed to be there to like check the concrete and stuff, like you're mixing, but you know,
nobody has time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Then you finish too, they go charge you plenty rent.
Charlie, you know, the contractor himself is doing his two bedroom somewhere. So if this thing is supposed to take 10 bags of cement, some 2 bags,
go to him.
Let me go.
Do you know what that's it is as well? Like the landlords here, they have the power. Like abroad, it's the customer that's protected. Yeah. Whereas here, when you're a landlord, you can literally set whatever standards you want.
Yeah.
So if you say, it's this amount of like months, you just have to do it. If they want it in cash, you just have to do it. They want to pay in dollars, you have to do it.
Yeah.
And then when you move in, like if things are not right, like they will always say, oh, it will be ready, or it's going to be like this. And if it's not, then you're not supposed to complain. I don't know if it's that, if it's just because I'm a female, but it's sort of like, it's sort of a, oh, this is Africa, it's okay. It's not meant to be perfect. And it's not like, you know, when you're paying for a standard, but they'll just expect it to be like, no, any issues now, you deal with it. And it's like, that was not what was agreed. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they'll say, oh, we'll fix this, that, and that before you move in. And when they don't do it, like, there's no one that will help you.
Nobody.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas abroad, you could go to your union or whatever. Yeah. Like, here,
Hey, to be fair, last time I rented, it was 8 months. It was okay.
Is it?
Yeah, but it just sucked me after. So that wasn't what
you do?
No, it was after, like, because of COVID, and then they just sucked everybody.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Damn. But inflation. And then things go up, but people's salaries don't go up.
Yes.
That's the unfairness of it.
But then everything keeps going
like
up.
What did you guys used to pay for, like, a buffalo when you were little?
Oh, that's irid, like, it's not even comparable.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Sometimes buffalo would be like 2,000.
Yeah, we used to spend some money.
No,
they'd be like 100.
1,000.
No,
he's talking about the coin. 100. He's talking about the coin. There was a coin.
Oh, that's way, way back.
Yeah. Bro, 100. And I don't even understand what 100 is now.
Okay, so now let's
how much is 100 now? Let's try and figure out.
100 is.
It's less than
one peso.
100 is
1 peso. 10 pesos is 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. So 100 is 1 peso.
Yeah.
And we used to buy things with 1 peso.
Yeah, but that was way back, bro.
I would save money, 700, and buy Sprite.
Do you know? No, I'm sorry, but then it's still about the way back. When I was in Nigeria, like when I was little, I used to think that the day pen will be 1,000, like my mind will blow. I used to think when I was a kid that the price of pen becomes 1,000. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, now it's way more than that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's inflate, like, but I think you're going too back. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
let's
do like probably like the last 5 years. Sure. Also taking into consideration the things that have been happening in the world, like COVID, sure, all these natural sure shit, and then Russia and Ukraine. Like,
bro, what so is the best, bro? What 30 pesos?
What is 30 pesos now?
Yeah, some people sell it for 40 pesos, bro.
People
bro,
sell what? Look
at that, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what busts my brain? When we're buying the Kelly Willy.
Yeah.
And then we bought the granules for one CD.
Yeah.
One granules.
Ah, you can't.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's one CD now.
One CD. Like,
yeah.
And it's too little. Yeah, you have to buy two CD.
Yeah.
And even the yam chips, everything decreases. Even like I always go to this vegan restaurant at ANC Mall, Mahogany, right? And normally you get like a tofu kebab, right? And it would have like 5-6 pieces.
I don't know how many people.
Like, damn, Charlie, we're lowering our standards for sure now.
Yeah.
It's like, Charlie,
yeah,
inflation is happening.
And plantain is so expensive.
Yeah, they even tell you that there's no plantain.
They tell you there's no plantain. Yeah. So
they tell you there's no plantain. Yeah, I'm like, where's the Kelly Willy?
Plantain is so expensive. They said, the woman told me that. I said, I'm buying plantain 4 CD. Said, you're in your 4 CD.
From 5.
Yeah, you need to update your price.
What do you mean by
yeah? Might be true. Like,
but I don't understand that. What do you mean by
my friend was buying cocoa, and then he was like, "Yo, I just want some cocoa to take my medication. So give me cocoa 1 CD."
And then
the woman vexed. She was mad. It's like, now we don't sell cocoa 1 CD anymore.
Why? No. So give me like, half of whatever you bought. Like,
they only sell 2 CD and about.
I don't understand that thing. I really don't understand
guys,
that thing. Like,
do you think,
seriously. Like, I go and I say I'm buying Wache, and you tell me I watch it 3 CD. Say I don't do 3 CD.
Nah, bro,
three
but
CD.
It makes sense.
But I don't want the first.
It makes sense because you know, like, if you there has to be a threshold because like the things that go into it, like the packaging and all that stuff. And then like,
no, but bro,
so there has
no,
to be,
bro,
you know,
but no, they the charge for packaging.
No,
yeah, yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Why not? It's 1 CD.
Pack 1 CD.
One pack.
Yeah.
1 CD.
I don't know. Where's the leaf?
I don't understand.
Where's the leaf? They didn't bring the leaf. I'm like, come on. I want the leaf.
I really don't understand. Free. I really, it's and natural. This is the thing because, bro, this is what I'm saying. If you buy 5 CD,
yeah,
and then, and no, if you say I'm starting from 5 CD,
yeah,
and I say I want 4 CD, so try and give me the portion.
I feel like. So like okay, I'm not in their work. So but imagine
they would rather lose the 4 CD.
We need to, sorry.
They would rather lose the 4 CD than to like get it. Mm. You understand?
But
they won't though, because you won't buy it.
But what I'm saying is like if you don't price your thing accordingly, you will be at the end of the day you probably lose. So like
they're not
just doing it because like
yeah everything it's a is like move. A bit decreased yeah, yeah you can realize like before maybe 50 pesos of Gary was like more mm-hmm. like now it's
Charlie.
Like
because
nah,
these people
one.
Charging us this thing they are not like in mansions and stuff you know they also
nah,
has it's
no,
not like
and they work
you know.
Every day
no,
they work like every
mind.
Day it can rain they have like these waterproof not even waterproof but like water jackets
yeah.
whatever day of the 6 days out of 7 they're there isn't it
yeah.
from early until
no,
late
no but this is the thing you see the way they buy you see the way they sell food in the mall like
mm-hmm.
at ShopRite
mm-hmm.
when you go then they weigh it so
yeah.
when you buy the
yeah.
in the way
yeah.
whatever if you're buying meat
yeah.
but then they tell you that one it starts like 1 kg is starts from I
yeah.
feel like when it transitions to something like that
It
would be yes because if I say I'm buying 5 CDs and you say I start from 6 CDs, give me the portion of the
bro.
Five.
They don't have the technical
know-how
to use scales and stuff like that. You know, it's not in there. And then it's time. They don't have time to serve a portion of rice, put it in a scale.
No,
watch,
but that is how it's supposed. No, but
that's
to,
how it's supposed
yeah.
to be done, right?
Yeah.
But bro, you know how it is.
Because
bro
you know
time.
if there are these systems, that shouldn't be about the time. It should be like the system that this is how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get
it? Should be part of
so that it makes it more clean. It makes it more hygienic. It makes it more. Do you get it? Like,
yeah.
So it should be, and it goes back to say about the way here, like systems don't work. Like
nope.
it goes back to
and why
way.
Don't they? Because even like we haven't even talked about corruption yet.
Because and it starts with us. Do you get it? It's us. We don't do it for ourselves. So how would we do it collectively? So me right now is like when they say the problem and then we go like, yeah, but fuck the president or whatever. When we say all those things, it's like, no, but how about you?
Yeah.
Did you get it? How about you? Like, we still don't tidy our little environment. We don't do anything to help the society.
And it's easy to, like, blame the government when actually it's people that make the day-to-day.
Yes.
If the society, like, doesn't work, it's because of its people.
Yes.
Because the government, we all know, is corrupted. They are all just doing their own thing to get the more money possible for themselves.
Yeah.
But then the day-to-day, that's the people from whatever city, from whatever world, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's people that make it bad.
Definitely. 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 And that's the thing. Because we haven't realized, because we are not self-aware of this, we go on and then we blame somebody for something that, you know, we've not even corrected for ourselves.
Because we're not aware that together we're stronger. So I think a lot of people are out to just, like, out for themselves. Like,
that's one thing.
Nice, still. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of this.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate about. Okay, no, I won't say hate, but then that's one thing I don't like about, like, let's say when a country divides the country into regions. Because all that does for me is, like, it segregates. I mean, I guess that maybe you say you would want to manage the clusters differently.
Yeah,
but then don't necessarily make them feel like they are different from each other. Do you get it? Yeah. And over here too, what's happening is that what that thing does to is other parts become more developed than other parts, even though there are human beings living there. And Ghana too, one of the problems in Ghana is that we don't pay tax. Do you get it? We don't pay tax. We don't believe in that, because we also say that we can't hold the government accountable. So if we can't hold them accountable, like, it's the system. It's
when
system.
You say, when you say we don't pay tax, like, we literally pay tax on every
most of the tax paid in Ghana.
I don't think we pay tax.
No,
we don't pay tax. No, that's not, let me tell you something.
Do you know
most of the tax.
Give,
let me
do you know how I can give a comparison?
In
London, half of your pay goes on taxes.
Yes,
so
you don't
people
pay tax.
Think that we earn so much, or I used to earn so much abroad. No, you never get paid what your salary is. You lose half, and then you're still paying back, like, student loans.
Yeah.
So when you go to university, you don't have the money to pay for that huge amount.
Yeah.
So even until your 30s and 40s, you're still paying back.
Yeah.
But there's always taxes on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no taxes.
We don't pay tax.
What,
and even the thing
paid
is
like hand to hand as well.
Yeah.
Like,
think about it. You would pay, you feel you pay tax because, I went to eat at this place, or I bought this at the mall, or I did this, or
but
I did
somewhere
that.
Fancy.
Yes, or do you get it? So you feel like, oh, everything I buy is taxed. But then think about it this way. That is like majority of the nation's tax. They said, like, the stats is like majority of the nation's tax is coming from Accra. Think about the other places where they don't have, like, all of these
and
facilities.
Just hand to hand,
and just hand to hand, hand to hand.
They
don't pay anything.
No, but their monthly salary, they get they get deducted. Their monthly salary, they get a portion deducted
when
for
there's
tax.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Like,
all
when,
civil servants working in the government.
No, but you see, you're thinking about civil servants. So when a laborer, like somebody tiles, right? And
no,
then
but you
they
said
get,
we don't. What you said was we don't pay tax. And
yes.
I'm saying that no, we pay tax.
And
so
I'm telling you that.
Apart
listen,
from this, even civil servants pay tax.
No, but I'm telling you something too. That a laborer, you are saying civil servants, cool. But then pick a laborer, right? Somebody who he tiled the bathroom. After doing that, the guy just picks 500 cedis from the pockets and gives it to the guy. Because the guy says that's his fee. 500 cedis. They give him the cash, 500 cedis, he goes.
Yeah.
Well, who how does
there's
he
no
pay
transaction
that?
Proof.
Do you get it?
There's no, like, tax that is
so that money is missing. That money doesn't know. We they don't know where that money went.
Like,
so
movement is
that's
just
a problem.
Free.
Okay, so you have to be specific. Not that we don't pay. We do pay tax,
but
that
like
some,
10%.
Yeah, some,
no, but I'm trying
but
to say
some,
no.
Some, you're saying that some professions don't pay tax. Not all, because it sounded you were general with it.
Then let me tell you something. Generally speaking, the nation doesn't pay tax because the nation doesn't only reside in Accra. Do you get it? Accra
but,
is just
yeah,
a portion
I'm talking
of
about,
Ghana.
Forget even just Accra. All civil servants all over Ghana pay tax.
Yes, but then what's the percentage of the civil servants to the ordinary people? Do you understand? What
yeah, but then civil servants pay tax. If you say that, it will sound like civil. Okay, then
nobody pays.
Civil.
Oh no,
yeah.
I don't mean that nobody
so,
pays
yeah, so
tax. I'm just trying to say that. No, okay.
Because people are
that.
Watching. Some people have no idea.
I don't mean
where,
that.
Yeah.
No, my bad. I don't mean that, like, collectively. But I'm just trying to say that, like, the majority of the people don't pay tax, and it's a big problem.
And how do you think we can solve that, officially?
Like, I mean, me, look, as a, like, let's say,
and I think you also said you understand that we don't
I was speaking about, like, businesses. I wasn't even speaking about just people.
Okay.
But so then at the end of the day, like,
and it's true, business is true.
And, like, for me, to be fair, I watch Bezos. If Amazon hasn't paid tax, then, like, why should I pay tax?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I guess that's the point of business, is to figure out how to evade your taxes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a whole other thing. But, like, I feel like here too, we go about business in a very, like, the structure is there, but, like, it's not really followed. So we end up not paying tax through there. And then that is businesses who are supposed to be paying tax.
Okay.
Because, like, you're saying, the Mason or the Tyler, he should be a business. He's not a business. He's just taking his money, but he should be a business which, you know,
he should be registered. Yeah. He should be to be able to operate. That he will be taxed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But then back to that, like, the money is the problem. When you have a business, you just end up going bankrupt. It happens a lot. So it's like, what's the point?
It's true.
Let me just take my money and go.
So it means that you don't. So if you're a business, you're a huge corporation.
Yeah.
You would also try to evade tax.
Because what happens here? Even like in the market, Kaya and stuff, like some of them are businesses, like these sellers, a few of them are businesses.
Yeah, they have a small scale business.
A lot of them end up going bankrupt because, like, you're a business now, you have to go and take loans. The government can't pay, like, the government will not pay you back when you take the loan, like, you do something on credit. They'll do a lot of their work on credit.
Yeah.
The money doesn't look, that's what even Indo went bankrupt, like, the whole GM bank, like, because the government is, like, withholding his money, bro. Yeah, that
funds.
So I don't really know how to fix it, to be honest with you.
Bro, I went to Ace Tantra, yeah?
Yeah.
You know the small bottle of beer, club beer. How much is that, bro?
I would guess at Ace, maybe like 25.
No, on a normal.
I don't do beer, but maybe on a normal it should be like close to 15.
No, bro, that it's like 8 CD or 10 CD. Yeah, it's like, bro, in Ace, it's 48 CDs, bro.
Hey.
Yeah, 48, and this is like this, and I'm sure it's even increased. It's like 48 seats, and I still remember I was with my cousin, I was with Taba. Yeah, we just got 2 beers, and then so the woman, she had to turn the thing to us, you know, like yeah, this is your bill. I was like, okay, you know, yeah, but that's
crazy.
How. Yes, it's crazy. So imagine,
and then a tear would form over here.
Yo, for something that is
I'll
worth,
definitely dip. I'll dip.
Just like, fuck it.
That is not fair.
Sorry.
Like, I did not sign up for this.
I was going to talk about a big boy. You ought to be on to Bamba.
I beg you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some story.
Yeah.
About some guy that dipped. Yeah. When we were in high school. So this guy, what he would do is, in high school, we would break bound. Like, it means when we're in boarding school, we scaled the wall and we're out of the school during lights out and we just roamed the town. So I used to do that with my guy. And then one time, what he does is, like, at that time we didn't have cash. I mean, we were supposed to be in school, no money, but we just rolled the town. And then he would go and then go to, like, the check joint. The check joint is like fast food. They sell like fried rice. And then he'll make his order. He'll request for everything. Like this, that. I want more, like,
you want salad,
spaghetti,
you
salad. Want spaghetti. He takes everything.
He wants all the
Then he takes the finisher. Then they give him the children. He dip.
Like, he, like, literally dip.
He ran away.
Aw, poor people.
Oh. That's fucked.
Nah, that's and a deep one. Is that guy?
Well, he work just, for
so, this, so he was doing this often.
Trying to make that's, a
that's
living.
What, that, so he tells me that that's how, when he gets hungry in school, that's what he does.
Yo, oh my god, that's fucked up.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
That's what he used to do in school.
That's
like,
funny. That's funny.
It's always
funny, but yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, but can you imagine if he got caught? And this was in Kumasi, right? Like, they go fuck him up crazy.
But no, people used to do it in taxis too. They pick a taxi.
Oh yeah.
They get to their destination and they run away.
And they just run away. They just.
I didn't know that.
Let's go move.
Sorry.
Can you imagine, like, interacting with the driver, getting personal with him, and then he's like, oh, this guy is such a good guy, like, yo, and then you just get to your spot and you dip, you know. Sometimes you can even go through a house, yeah, I've heard of people who go through a house that is not their house and come out from another side, and then just they move. You go, wait,
there was a house like that in Labadi. I promise you, everybody knew that that's the house. That's how it is. Like, yeah. So when they bring a taxi to the house, they enter the house, and the house, I think, say, it has another wall or something.
Say, I'll be back. Yeah, I want to get some change or something. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they just dip.
That's crazy, man. You guys, please don't dip. Please don't dip.
Charlie, because but me, 400 Ghana for 2 beers.
Yeah, he bought up.
Yeah, bro, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
No.
That's equivalent to 100, like, bro. Like, do you know how much if you're taking
come
that?
Come on, beer, bro. Come on, beer.
Like, I'm not going to understand. Yeah, this
and it's
thing,
a product,
it's so loud.
It's a product that's even made in Ghana. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it's
like,
made in Ghana. So, but you can imagine how much, man, like, other shit costs. Because this is the small beer,
bro,
bottle.
And I mean, I feel like that thing, like, when they release it, they put a price on it. Like, that thing is probably supposed to be, like, 6 CDs or 5.
Yeah,
like,
Belacqua is 35 CDs at Instagram.
No. What's it called?
Belacqua.
Belacqua. Is it a glass or the plastic?
No, the plastic that's one. Crazy. The plastic one.
Belacqua is one CD, like, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's
35 CDs.
Not anymore.
At East Antra.
One CD, you're playing with your 1.5 at least. The smallest one is 1.5.
Belacqua is 1.5.
35 CD on an East Antra.
The 750 is 2 CDs now.
And so, okay, so let's say even 2 CDs, Belacqua has been sold for 35.
You won't vibe with the big boys. You won't chill on the East Antra vibe. You got the cash or you ain't got the cash.
Yo, that's why I have to stick to shots,
bro.
What does
it mean?
Take a shot and go.
What do you mean by what does it mean? They've told you the price. They're asking what does it mean.
Let me see if they sell 200, but I'm coming. I just have to check this math.
Yeah.
Guys.
If they sell 30, if they sell 200, yes. It's 7,000.
That's crazy. But bro, to be fair, like, that place probably costs like an insane, like, to rent that space alone. Like, the costs, I can imagine.
Renting in Accra is too much.
Because, like, honestly, these businesses, they charge all these things, but then we always see them die. So it's like, it's not like they are profiting that much, although they are charging this much.
For Suya Republic, we're finding, like, a restaurant space and all of that. Bro, you know how expensive it is in Osu?
Yeah.
In Osu, we got a shop. $1,500 a month.
And that's cool.
That was like the least we got. $1,500 USD. And this wasn't even on the Oxford Street. It was like somewhere
in
the crevices.
That's
mad.
That's crazy.
And it's an empty spot.
That's dollars, right?
Dollars times 12 months.
That's impossible. No one could do that abroad, let alone here.
You need to be a scammer to do that.
There's so much demand for the property. That's the thing.
Hey, that's $18,000.
Yeah, for what?
A year.
For a year. That's just for rent. That's not even utilities. That's nothing to do with...
You have to now come inspect the place.
Yeah, you have to, like, aesthetics. You have to put in, like, all of that shit. Bro, you know...
Like
security,
security,
bro. Even payment for your, like, for your staff.
And do you know the thing?
It'd be crazy.
There might be the thing about Accra too is, and think about it though, like, Accra is becoming an international city. Do you get it? And so that is what is happening.
Yeah,
that is what is happening. Do you get it? It's like
too expensive.
It's
man.
Too much.
It's too,
it's too much.
Fucking expenses, please.
Bro, me, I used to rent in the middle of my last.
Who you did tell?
I beg them, please. Let me stop.
But you know what?
Everybody goes to work.
Do you know what it is? When people visit, it seems cheap because obviously abroad you get paid a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That you might work more, but you get paid more, right? So when you come here, it's like easy to spend or easy to not spend. Whereas when you live here, it's the day-to-day cost that's expensive. Like, the moving around.
I right now, man.
How long something takes. And also, it's whoever has money that makes the laws. Like, that's why it's so corrupted. Yeah. Like, the police, you bribe them. Like, whatever, like, a law or government it is, like, as long as you have money, it can happen. That's what Ghana,
that's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah.
That's why people always say, like, or I always say Ghana means freedom. Because with money, you can literally do anything.
Once you have money. Yeah, Ghana, once you have money in your pocket, you're good to go.
Yeah, like you can have an escort by the police just
everything,
because you have
money. You just do your shit.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, there was a kid who went to get a burger from KFC with, like, the police escort. Yeah, it was like last week just because, you know, they've got it. They got the guap. He's like, let me take this police escort, go get a burger. and people misuse these you know, these opportunities. Yeah, it's because
to help improve and,
like,
the city.
Yeah, what you're saying, like, I know a lot of people who come to Ghana on vacation and they're like, yo, it's so cheap, like when you buy stuff on the street, like stuff like ice cream, like fan yogo, fan ice, you know,
wache,
stuff like
yam
that.
Chips.
You're here for 2 weeks, right, and then you interact or you do it, but then live here for 6 months and then tell me something, or live here for a year. That's when you get to actually experience, you know, the true, as she said, you have to pay for, you literally have to pay for everything here. We don't, like, bureaucracy is bullshit. You want something done, you have to pay for it. If you want your driver's license done, you have to pay for it. Like, even right now, the Ghana card, which you have to pay for it. And it's supposed to be your, like,
you
your right.
For
yeah,
card.
Right now, you for pay like 1,000 something CD,
you
bro.
They tell me like 3,500.
3,500?
No, 350.
Or 350 CD.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I haven't done
same
it.
Day.
I'll let you know what will happen. No, no, it won't be same day.
Yeah, this one I'm talking about is same day.
Oh,
the 1,000
yeah,
one
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
is premium,
that
same
makes
day.
Sense.
Yeah. And you
I
have
don't
to pay
understand.
For that. What do you mean by you don't understand? It's a cash out avenue for them. You need it.
Hey, bro, when you go there, there's literally like close to 1,000 people there. The NIA.
Yeah, cashing out, bro.
Bro, it's crazy.
And I did mine for free. I did mine.
Yeah,
when
on
I did
time.
Yeah, I did it on time.
Yeah,
I did
it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be free.
That's
supposed
why I
to
don't
be.
It's like something that's free. We all did it for free.
Yeah, even
and
the,
you're saying it's
the government has even allocated
now.
Funds for that. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're saying it's 1,000 cities
yeah.
now. What does that mean?
Because they know that you need it to register your SIM card and like all of this and pressure. So now they've put a price tag on that.
Now, this is sad, bro. This is sad.
Yeah, so.
This is sad.
A lot of people don't know this.
This is so fucking sad.
I think individually, right, whatever we can do to make our personal lives better, and, you know, the lives around our families and friends, like our inner circle, for me, that's the most important thing. Like, we try our best. On the other episode, Kojo said we should try and, you know, revolutionize one person, and then this would have a ripple effect. Once we can do that, you know, through this podcast, through Power Frequency, there's so many people who are, you know, listening, and they learn from us. We also learn from you guys through, like, the comments and the feedback. And I feel like we should just focus on our goal. It'll be difficult for things. Look, bro, look at the floods. The floods were happening 60 years ago. They're still happening. Right, so it means that the probability of them happening in the next 60 years is still
it's
high.
Very high.
So these are things that what are we going to do about it? It means that there's actually nothing that
there's
we
no
can do about it. There's nothing. So how do we live around that? That's what
true.
We should also be looking at. How to live around the problems that we have, because they're not going to change.
It's thinking about the solutions instead of focusing on the problems.
On the problems,
isn't it?
Yeah.
People
so,
focus on the problems, there's more problems.
Yeah.
Focus about the solution, and you can actually make money. Like, the whole business idea is that you provide a solution.
Yeah.
So, however someone is struggling, from the person who's carrying a heavy load on their head to whatever marketing, like, whatever you're, like, struggling with, think about a solution in it, and that will pay.
Yeah, as you're saying, like, even talking about corruption, like, corruption on this side is crazy.
Crazy.
You need to know someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Or you just pay.
No,
and then these people need to know you. You could have the connects, you could know them, but they don't give a fuck about you. They need to know you. Let me give you an example, right? So there's this top guy in the parliament, you know, I'm not going to mention his name. Is it? Fuck that. I don't want to sound political, you know, because I mention a name, people will be like, nah, then this man is for the opposition or he's for this side or like, fuck that. So, it's a very prominent man. He's been in government for over 20 years, right? And these people, they are the plugs to like the scholarships that we have in Ghana, right? So, if you want a scholarship, you need to have like an MP link or like a minister link or that type of shit. And you know what this man does? if you like, you're from his village and stuff, that's where like he gives the scholarships to the people from his village. Which, in my from like what I think, I don't think there's a problem with that. Even though he could do better, but even those people, you know, what he does to them, he will take your name, take your number, and save your name with the scholarship. So let's say, for example, it's Arnold, and then I want a scholarship to the UK or to wherever. He will save my name, Arnold UK scholarship. So when you call him, he'll be like, oh, Arnold, don't worry. I've been looking out for your scholarship. Everything will be fine. You want to go to the UK, right? Oh, don't worry. Everything will be... Yeah. So then he makes you like be like, yeah, no, this man really knows me. And bro, Kennedy. Scam. Kennedy. Yeah, it's not Kennedy. It's not Kennedy,
I'll
bro.
Guess this thing.
You know, and he did this to so many people.
I like that game.
You know, a lot of people were sitting at home expecting, they had expectations. They knew that this man is going to come forth. This man is going to give me a scholarship to study somewhere. And these were just games. You understand? So
it's calm. Everything is calm.
So even when it gets to that, like, these people in power need to know you. Or if not, you're literally fucked. So corruption is deep-rooted. I don't know how we're going to solve that problem because it's a cycle and everybody's just greedy. Everybody's just trying to eat and nobody's thinking about longevity, you know. And when you don't have that in mind, then every structure fails because you can plan and plan. But then if you don't think about reaping in the next, because at the end of the day, Ghana is like a business for the government. That's how it's supposed to be. So they should have projections. They should know. They should have an idea of how Ghana is going to develop, you know, in every single way, whether it's infrastructure, whatever way, in the next 5-10 years. But we don't have that. Everybody comes into power. Look at what Nana Akufo-Addo is doing now with these guys. But then people are going to come into power and then it's just going to be the same thing. Or what do you think, Afro-Charlie? Do you think things will get better with the change of government?
I think things always get better, but then, you know, it's like the way in the US, they are like, okay, the system is working the way it was supposed to work. Here too, it's working the way it's supposed to work. You know, like, it's not built to be helping, like, everybody, I guess. Like, Akufo-Addo is doing a good job, if I'm being objective. It doesn't mean, like, him doing a good job is not going to, like, help everybody.
What has he done a good job in?
I mean, look at Ghana in the last, like, just on the surface, like, who doesn't want to come to Ghana? If someone's come to Africa, they'll probably come to Ghana. Like, he does a lot for business. 1D1F, shout out Alan Cash.
But he didn't do that shit. He didn't execute nothing, bro. One factory, what was it? One village, one district, one factory. He didn't do nothing, bro. It was shit, cap.
I'll disagree with that, but...
He did something.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he did something. I'm just saying, like, it's in your time. So, like, at the end of the day, like, he's part of it. And, like, I'm just saying, he's just there standing there being a solid person so that business can go on.
Like, bro, what business? We are going to the IMF.
Oh, I'm not. That's all true. But that was true, like, before he came.
The one district, one factory thing, it was like, they help you get loans. Basically, that's all it was.
I mean, yeah, but
they,
like...
They just help you get loans.
And so that's it.
I'm saying, like, there's a focus on setting up infrastructure and factories outside of, like, the metropolitan areas, which is, like, for me, it's a very good thing. You know, outside of Accra.
It was applications. Like, people tender in a lot of applications with their business plan.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
And then it goes to them. They check it. Then they try and process them for
loans. And they help you with loans and getting land and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, it's good at least there's a focus, like, outside. Because it's back to what you were saying, like, about, like, Accra is where they collect all the tax. So then all the money, all the development also comes back to Accra. And then all the other regions are just, like, there, you know. So I feel like there needs to be more focus on developing other regions.
That's what I was saying about, like, the segregations and the regions. That's what I was saying. Like, it makes one part underdeveloped than another part.
And low key, Ghana, like, it's from way back, it's set up to, like, deliver gold to the shore, you know.
Yeah.
All the if you look at, like, the infrastructure lines and stuff, so it's not really, they're not thinking about the people, but they're just thinking about how we can send our raw materials out.
And it would just take somebody that, like, you know, loves the nation, loves Ghana, and understands the story of the people. It will take somebody like that.
Understand.
That could be you, bro. For president.
Hey.
Why not,
bro? But yeah, somebody that would understand the story of the people and say that, no, you know, these people, we can direct them like so. This is their strength. This is how we can uplift them. This is so and so. And so you start... Because when you were talking about the dreams and the floods happening, like... even at the 60s, you know, this thing with city planning, it can be done. and that would involve, you know, certain like evictions.
I'll be drastic. They'll have to go to drastic.
But then the thing about the evictions too is your government can provide infrastructures that these people can go to.
Yeah.
Do you get it? In that way, then it's like, you know, you are actually helping the people because they are there. And even by law, do you know, even by law, if you live on land for like 10 years, it's yours.
Yeah.
By, I didn't know that.
Yeah, by, it's a yeah. By Ghanaian law.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I heard yours. About that. Yeah.
So I've heard it's a similar thing.
Yeah. So but then people don't know. So when they evict you, imagine you don't have anybody. What do you do?
That's it. There's nothing.
There's no one there to help.
Yeah. I think what the government should do is two options. Either they buy the land from you, or they, as she said, they give them like other places to live. Like they give them some type of low income housing or something for them.
Yeah.
But then they don't. They just give them like prior notice. People too don't really give a fuck about these prior notices because there's prior notice every day.
I was going to say about the notice.
Yeah. Nobody cares about
this. They give a notice.
They do give the notice.
They do give
a
notice.
But they give notices every time. So people don't really know if it's, you know, are they really going to come, you know, do this shit, demolish, you know. And then they do sometimes. Like you saw what happened with the
I've forgotten the name of the place.
It's called CSIR.
They evicted people.
Yeah. Just so you know, like we had like a sign from our editor Abdul that we have to like round off, innit?
Oh yeah.
Is it?
We've been talking for a while now.
Memory.
Just like time.
But okay, just before just a little one on what do you guys think about, you know, the government starting the e-levy and then still going to the IMF for support, for financial support?
I feel like it's not enough though. The e-levy money is not enough. It's not enough. Look, how, like, okay, right now we're like 40, 50 billion debt. How do we clear it? Like, before we've cleared all that, like, it's not enough, you know. Like, we need to be free of that somehow. I don't know how.
No, but do you know what happened to the e-levy? The e-levy they were projecting, let's say they were projecting like 80% or even 100%, whatever. They got like 20%.
Okay, because people,
according to your projections, but bro, like, I don't pay, like, if I don't want to pay e-levy, there are ways I can go around it in transferring the money.
Even me in my business, like, since then, like, I always notice, like, now I don't have mobile money anymore. I always used to have mobile money because people, it was free, like, we're always just transferring money.
But then when they started putting the charges, you stop.
I have no more
money. That's all that will happen. It won't solve anything. So me, the thing is, we have to pay taxes, like we were saying earlier. We have to pay taxes. But then, the e-levy, to me, was like a wrong approach to do something like that.
But you guys know Africa pays the highest taxes in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Africa, we do. So when you're saying this thing about we don't pay taxes, Africa pays the highest taxes in the world. And then
we're consumers.
Yes, we are consumers. Yeah, and then we take so much loans.
Mm.
So because we are taking so many loans, right, we have to increase...
Because bro, what you're saying is true. Every product we buy, there's bad story in it.
But what is happening is, the sad part is, the same people are being taxed more. That is what is happening in Africa. So the taxes that are being paid are part. It's that's what I'm saying. If you look at the stats in Ghana, it's like 80% or 90% of the taxes from Accra.
Yeah, but what you're saying, right? So the amount of tax that people in Accra are paying for could be equivalent to the whole of Ghana if it were the normal tax. But the taxes we are paying are too much. If you look at a receipt,
when you
pay for something at a supermarket and you look at the receipt and you see the number of things we have to pay for NHIL, we have to pay for COVID levy, we're still paying for all of this bullshit.
How are the chances of people? That's what I'm saying about people in like Sunyani.
They still pay tax, like, man.
They pay
because the products are everything is included. Like it's inclusive, like the VAT is all inclusive on all our products. And so it doesn't matter the smallest village you go to. Somebody's buying sugar, big milk, all these simple things.
VAT is how much?
It's
now?
Already it's, been. It's more than 15.
15%. Yeah, that's just VAT, and that's where it starts. And then the other little ones.
Yeah, there's other things.
You have to pay
it's
for.
True, it's actually
and
true.
Yeah,
guys.
So
true.
So like it's that's really why, and I think it's an economical thing because Africa has to be in that place for the rest of the, you know, for the West to thrive, you know, for also for China to thrive, because it's business wise.
Yeah.
So if they have us at their, like, you know, it's literally they have us at their beck and call.
Yeah.
So we are paying taxes. We owe them a lot of money. Right. And then so they just take our natural resources as and when they want. Yeah. It's a game. And then they have done this to us, but we don't even know this. We don't even know that this is what's happening. So
this guy is moving to Team War.
No, it's true. No, but I'm really, 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 like, grateful for this realization. You know, I'm happy I brought it back up, and then, like, you know, it's kind of like, because it's true. That's amazing. That was dope.
It's been
back from Cubano.
That's dope.
Yeah, cheers.
Drink water.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
Hey, it's been a vibe.
Yeah.
As usual.
Today we dived in. Really dived in.
But you guys should get involved and tell us what we should talk about next.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really cool, because then we talk about things that you want us to talk about.
True.
So
true.
DM us or email and then or tell comment.
Us, yeah, yeah. Tell us what you think about the corruption in Ghana, Africa.
How do we save the country?
How, Charlie, what can we do?
Yeah. How is it in your country? Does it work?
Yeah.
Like, have you lived in different places? Which one is the best?
What should we do to the leaders? Like, what do you guys think about the leaders? Do you think, and you know, someone was also saying this, that why do we say that people should go on retirement at age 60, but we tend to have our presidents like 60 and over to take over the country? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
You know? Yeah, you want people to retire.
But that's another issue.
It doesn't make any sense, bro. Like, see the French president, Macron, young motherfucker.
It wouldn't have been here, because we have this ageism thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, we feel like the older you are, the smarter.
The older you are, you're smarter. The older you are, you can't be wrong.
No, and you have to respect.
And so nobody can tell you that you did something wrong.
Yeah, it's part of the culture.
So dumb.
I'm 40 years old. People know. Yeah. I'm trying to be 40.
You know, yeah, in the mind. Yeah, that's how it's
supposed to be. No, on paper.
On paper.
I haven't worked out, bro.
That's good, yeah.
So I'll be 50 in 10 years, then I can enter the politics, you know.
Oh, okay. That's a smart one. That's a good one. So, I think we should get younger presidents, like younger leaders.
Yeah. Rwanda. Yeah. That's how Rwanda is. Yeah. Everybody in the... like, everybody who runs the country, most of them are young.
Yeah, you know what Kagame was talking about, thank you for talking about that. So what Kagame is talking about in the line of this is, the West is trying to set values for us, you know, and then they say we don't have values, but it's because those are their values. Those are not our values, you understand? So I feel like we should set our own values, right? Whatever is working for them is working for them. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for us, you know, so... I'm definitely down for younger presidents, you know, like a younger team. Take out all these guys. Yeah, the guys, they sleep when they go to the parliament. There's no only in Ghana. You look at the UK parliament, you look everywhere. They are sleeping. The OGs are asleep.
True,
you know,
true.
They're drooling. So, please put some young Gs in there. Vibrant, exuberant.
They're not like greedy, we
need to also fight for it.
Most of us are not interested in these things because
we
of
need
what is
to
happening.
Bro, see Nigeria, everyone is trying to get their PVC, everyone is trying to vote because they're tired. Everyone is tired. You understand?
So we can unite the youth
is like the future, like we said before.
We can unite the youth, empower the youth, like, Kojo, when you guys had Kojo around, you spoke about
what type of vibe.
Like, educate each other, help each other, grow together. That's how we're stronger.
Guys,
I've enjoyed today.
Government, please increase, please increase the wages. Because
round the voice.
Increase their wages. Please increase our wages.
Bro,
please.
The problem is us, is that you increase their wages. And then me, I'm at work, I'm like, block factory. Bro, I'm just going to Burkina or Togo with a truck. I'll bring workers.
Oh, for
that's what happens, to be honest.
Cheap labor.
Yeah.
I get you. People cut corners. That's how it is.
Yeah.
The system, no system deals. Loopholes deal everywhere.
No rules. Money means everything.
Yeah, there are loopholes everywhere. Loopholes. It's fucked.
So Ghana is like this. It's like a sieve where we dey pour water from.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, so let's make it the best we can, you know, each of us in our own way. Positive energy, positive affirmations.
Work together, work together, yourselves.
Share ideas, actually do the things that you say you do.
Hydrate.
Very important.
Just
And then you guys, I'm gonna be giving you guys some health tips, you know, from the next episode. But then my health tip for this episode will be, you know, just it has to do with mental health, you know. Just keep sane. By doing that, checking on like the people in your inner circle. Don't keep to yourself, you know. Loneliness can kill you. So please find a way, find someone to talk
to. Do an activity.
Yeah, you could do an activity, you know, interact. You could do sports. Yeah, sports, definitely. That'd I would suggest help. That.
This guy. Yeah.
You guys are talking about...
Talk to him, activity.
Hey, bro. All like, activities.
You guys are talking about sex. You guys, see where you're
about. Okay, guys. We're going to round off, innit? Yeah. So, power frequency.
Yeah, we out.
We're out. Yeah. Reach out.
Bless.
Peace and love.
Have a great week.